Long kick up the middle.
That's going to be taken by number 32, Zach, and he gets brought down at about the 21-yard line of Maryville by Zach Alperin. Good. So Jordan Zach on the return there for Maryville.
Good pursuit there by the Hornet kicking team as they were able to stop Maryville right at the 21-yard line, and that's a good job that time by the Hornet special team.
All right, the Hornets will be on defense first. This football field lays north to south, just like Jerry Lett Memorial Stadium. Chilligalli right now will be defending the south goal as Maryville will be defending the north goal. Jonathan Baker's your quarterback. He has two backs in the backfield. That's Stein and Fournay. And Fournay gets the carry first off left tackle, gets into the secondary, gets a first down as he gets all the way out to the Maryville 34-yard line before he's brought down by D.J. Gannon, the junior defensive back for the Hornets. Cole Fournay against Lafayette this year, 15 carries for 150 yards. There is a late flag that was thrown back in the Maryville secondary, and this will bring this carry by Fournay back. So that's a good start there by the Hornets as Maryville assessed a penalty on the first offensive play of the game.
Illegal motion, I believe.
First and 15 now for Maryville at their own 15-yard line. Walter, Tyler Walter, wide to the right. Fournay and Steins are in the backfield split. Baker under center, hands off to Fournay again. Same play, off left tackle. He gets his way out to about the 25 of Maryville, still short of the first down. D.J. Gannon again on the tackle. So it'll bring up a second down and make it about 8 yards there, maybe. They're going to say second and six.
His eyes are a little cross there. It's six, second and seven.
Yes, but his voice is loud.
Yeah, I know.
Here's Walter, wide to the right. Fournay is in the backfield. Baker back to pass, plenty of time. Throws over to the west sidelines, in and out of the hands of Nally. Coverage by Guy Vincent. But Trent Nally, boy, he had that in his hands. A sophomore is Nally, 6'2", 185 pounds. He would have had a first down and much more, but nonetheless, an incomplete pass stops the clock, and Maryville has a third and seven.
Pretty good coverage that time by Guy Vincent. He was with him, and anyway, goes incomplete.
Here's Baker, delay handoff. Goes to Steins. He's got the first down now to the 40 of Maryville. Now cross midfield to the 40 of Chillicothe and rolled down from behind by Jacob Lewis at the 35 of the Hornets. Delay handoff there, and Steins showing some speed. Gets into that secondary very quickly.
Yeah, that one hurt. That was a third down play there, and we were unable to stop him. It goes for a big gainer to get the ball all the way down to the 38-yard line of the Hornets in the Hornet territory.
Steins had 199 yards against LeBlanc on just nine carries earlier this year. And he gets the carry again and gets down to the Hornet 34-yard line. Tackle made by Jacob Lewis.
Gain of about 4 yards on that play, so it'll bring up second and six.
Nally will be flanked tight to the right side of the line. Fournay, the lone setback, fake handoff, back to pass goes Baker, throws to the east flats for Walter. Is it complete? The Hornet, or the referee calls it a complete pass. I thought it hit the turf, and it's a first down for Maryville.
Yeah, I thought that hit the turf too, Mark, but that's not the way the referee saw it, so.
Austin Bussey on the tackle.
I guess he did. He got his hands under it, Mark. So
10 minutes remains, first quarter, 0-0 the score. Maryville taking the opening kickoff down deep into Chilligalli territory. Here's Steins, evades one defender in the backfield, but is crushed by Guy Vincent before he gains any yardage. Cole Nichols also in on the tackle.
He actually lost a yard on a play, so that's bringing up a second and 11. As we're early in this ball game, there's no score. There's 9:35 to go in the first quarter. Maryville's first possession, the first possession of this football game.
The initial hit was made there by Spencer Hart, and he did a good job of slowing him down there. Steins and Fournay in the backfield. Nally flanked tight to the left. Baker back to pass again. Pumps once, rolls to his right, throws to the right. It's caught by Tyler Tripp at the 10. Another first down picked up. DJ Gannon brings the tight end down, but it's another first down for Maryville. First and goal, I believe it will be, from the 10-yard line. Yes,
yep,
indeed.
It's first and goal.
That catch and first down stops the clock momentarily with 9:14 remaining in the first. 0-0 the score. Steins and Fournay split in the backfield. Baker has a strong line to the left. Hand off to Stein. Steins goes around left tackle, leaps over the line of scrimmage, and gets to the 5, make it the 4-yard line of the Hornets before he's brought down by Austin Hatfield. Butch, they're not having much trouble getting across the line of scrimmage, are these running backs for Maryville so far on this opening drive. Here's Baker, pitches back to Fournay. He's at the 5, lowers his head, dives for the end zone, and he scores. Fournay with the touchdown makes it 6-0. Maryville over Chillicothe with 8:38 remaining in the first quarter. Tyler Walter, the field goal kicker for Maryville, will now attempt the point after. His holder will be Jonathan Baker, the starting quarterback.
Number 7, Tyler Walter, on to attempt the extra point.
Here's Walter, eye in the south goalpost. Here's the snap put down by Baker. It's partially blocked, I believe, by Vincent, and it's no good. That could be a factor there as this game progresses. 6-0 the score. Maryville leads it. Here's Maryville kicking it off. Guy Vincent's pushed all the way back, and it goes into the back of the end zone for a touchback for the Hornets as Maryville kicked off after scoring the first points of this ball game. The Spoof Hounds lead it here in Maryville 6-0 over the Hornets with 8:38 remaining first quarter. It's kind of hoping Guy Vincent would get a chance to turn that kickoff there, Butch. Last year against Maryville, he returned a kickoff 87 yards for a touchdown.
Well, it wasn't going to be on that one.
Nope, unfortunately not.
He kicked it in the end zone in high school football. It's an automatic touchback.
DJ Gannon and Vincent are in the backfield in an I formation. Your quarterback is Clampett, the sophomore, hands off to Vincent. He's hit hard at the line of scrimmage, stays on his feet, pushes forward for a gain of about 2 to 3 yards. Charlie Coleman, a senior defensive end, on the tackle that time for Maryville.
Hey, Vincent did a pretty nice job of making something out of nothing there. He took a big hit and was able to keep his balance and pick up a couple of yards on that play. Otherwise, that was going to go for a loss.
Vincent's averaging 7 yards a carry this season. He has 652 yards on the season and 3 rushing touchdowns. Gannon and Hatfield are split in the backfield. Handoff this time goes to Gannon. Tries to slice it up around the right side of the line. Might have picked up 2 more yards before he's brought down by Dakota Carmichael. Gannon, the second leading rusher on this Hornet football team this year, has carried the ball 75 times for 456 yards and 7 touchdowns.
We got a third down here, 3rd and 5. Ball's at the 25-yard line of the Hornets.
Big third down here for Chillicothe. 3 backs are in the backfield, Hatfield, Gannon, and Vincent. Rolling to his left is Clampett. He throws. It's caught. First down. Caught all the way out at the Chillicothe 40-yard line by Trevor Rieger. Good throw there by Clampett. Jordan Zeck on the tackle.
Trevor was wide open on that play. Nice gain for the Hornets. The ball is down at the 39-yard line of Chillicothe. Big first down there on a 3rd and 5.
Clampett, in his first start last of the Hornets' varsity career, was last week. He had 131 yards passing. Here's a pitch back to Vincent. He has 2 blockers, but they go right past 2 Maryville defenders, and Vincent is brought down for a short gain. Eric Bostwick, a cornerback, leading the way for Maryville's defense. Yeah, Tyler Clampett last week against St. Joe Lafayette was 8 of 14 passing for 131 yards and 1 touchdown. He's making his 2nd straight varsity start at quarterback.
He's doing a nice job. Nice pass that last time.
6:40 remains first quarter, 6-0 the score. Maryville leads it. 2 wide receivers to the right, that's Vincent and Lewis. Clampett goes back to pass, throws out of the flats to Hatfield. He had to get away quickly. Ball goes incomplete as pressure was applied by Charlie Coleman.
may have thrown that just a little bit too quick as got it too far out in front of Hatfield, and Hatfield's unable to come up with the ball. So it's going to bring up a third down and eight. Ball's at the 41-yard line of the Hornets.
6:26 remains first quarter, 6-0 the score. Maryville leads it in this week, or this game number one in Missouri Class 3 District 16 play. Hatfield and Gannon split. Lewis wide to the right, Vincent wide to the left. Clampett goes back to pass looking for Vincent. Incomplete at the Maryville 40. Vincent's looking for a flag. Two referees were in the area, but no flag is thrown. Eric Bostwick was on the coverage of Vincent. Bostwick had his hand on Vincent's shoulder pad there, Butch, as the ball came sailing by. But no flag. Walter will be back to accept the expected punt from the Chillicothe Hornets. Walter standing back all the way at the Maryville 25-yard line. Vincent is in deep snap formation. From the 40, here's the snap. Vincent gets a high one end over end that Walter catches at the 25, bobbles it slightly, then advances it forward and slides down for a short gain of about 3 yards up to about the 28-yard line of Maryville. Walter goes.
Well, he bobbled it there for a second. I thought, well, maybe it'll come loose. But that wasn't going to happen as Maryville will take over after the punt. The ball at the 28-yard line of the Spoofhounds. Chillicothe needs a big defensive play right here.
Again, no huddle for the Spoofhound offense as Baker goes under center. Fournays in the backfield by his lonesome. Handoff goes to Steens. Steens on the carry, goes off right tackle and gets across the Maryville 30 up to the 32. Tackle made by Connor Dixon, a senior defensive linebacker for the Hornets.